Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
At 10 o'clock this morning, a vote is going to happen when it comes to a 12-week abortion ban. Coming up, we'll tell you why Republicans are rushing to get this passed.
It's a cool start this morning with temperatures in the 40s and 50s, but it will be slightly warmer this afternoon than it was yesterday. I'll show you our changing pattern and, of course, a look at the weekend break.
And the Canes keep their playoff hot streak alive with a big win over the Devils in game one of round two. Casey Hintz breaks down the keys to score another win tomorrow night. That was quite a game. I mean, I looked away for 2 seconds and they already scored two goals last night. So, yeah, we'll get to that in just a minute, but huge win for the Canes last night. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaghy.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, and 2-0 straight out of the gate. Could not have drawn it up any better. Yeah. Kind of like today's weather. Yeah. It's beautiful out right now. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center with sunshine over Rocky Mount Mills.
Yeah, looking absolutely beautiful out there right now. You can see the glint there on the water tower at Rocky Mount Mills. Lots of sunshine. Temperature in the triangle, 50 degrees. And we're starting to see our temperatures creeping on up into the 50s. It'll be a mild afternoon with a temperature around 70 for the high. It's still 46 in Roxborough. It's 52 right now in Rocky Mount and Wilson, as well as Southern Pines, and 56 in Fayetteville. So it's pleasant. It's not going to be as windy as it was yesterday. Yesterday, really the last 3 days, we've had winds gusting up to 30 plus miles per hour. We'll be gusting 10 to 15 today, so not bad at all. Mid-60s will be our lunchtime temperature. We hit mid-60s for a high yesterday, looking at 71 under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow stays dry, but still following the potential for some weekend showers. We have the new high resolution model runs that have come in this morning. I'll share those with you coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now as we check traffic, and we're following a crash on the north side of Durham causing some delays on Duke Street at Murray Avenue. I just checked, and it looks like that crash is still an active scene there. This is the camera at 85 at Duke Street. We've been seeing some delays on that northbound side in the past couple of minutes. It doesn't look like it was quite as bad as it has been over the past 15 minutes or so. Still, you might consider using an alternate route to avoid using Duke Street at Murray Avenue. Maybe Roxborough Street's a better option for you this morning. You can see a little bit of that delay showing up there. Also on Murray Avenue, you're going to run into some backups as they work to clear that crash. According to our partners at Waze, that came in about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and it's still an active scene. Around the rest of the triangle, we're seeing sort of the usual slowdowns around Raleigh, and we'll check in on those delays on 440 westbound and also on I-40 westbound in just a moment. Getting reports of a crash up on Westgate Road at Glenwood Avenue, not too far from the airport, seeing some backups through that area. 440 westbound right now, we're looking at a 6-minute delay from 87 around to Wade Avenue, with just congestion approaching Capitol Boulevard and also Wade Avenue. In Holly Springs, watch for a crash on the 55 bypass at Avent Ferry Road this morning. They're working to get a crash cleared from that intersection. Past couple of minutes, it looks like the trend has been improving out there as you come in from the Main Street intersection out toward Avent Ferry Road. Still getting a crash cleared from Southeast Raleigh on Pool Road at Hocuts Lane, not too far from Sunnybrook Road. And on the south side of Raleigh right now on 40 westbound with some of that brake tapping that we typically see between Hammond Road and Glenwood Avenue, Gorman Street, you're looking at about a 7-minute slowdown overall. 10-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading down to 540. And out of Knightdale, we're looking at a 4-minute backup on the southbound side of 87. 64 eastbound heading away from Lizard Lick Road back towards Zebulon. Some slowdown showing up on sensors in that area. Once you get out to the Green Pace Road Bridge in 96, it looks like it clears up, but our partners at Waze are reporting some police activity out there on the eastbound side. Just watch out for those flashing lights.
All right, thank you, Brian. A bill limiting abortions after 12 weeks in North Carolina will go to vote in the state Senate today. It passed the House last night, less than 24 hours after it was introduced. WRAL's Naya Harden is live outside the legislature where the bill is moving quickly, Naya.
That's right. Protesters are expected to be out here this morning, as we know that state Republicans, they are pushing to try and get this through quickly. Senate Bill 20 is what we're talking about. This is expected to pass the Senate today. It's already passed the House Wednesday night in less than 24 hours. Not one Democrat voted for it, not one Republican voting against it. The 12-week abortion ban would have new exceptions, but also require that pregnant women take more steps like look at the ultrasound and more doctor visits. State law currently bans almost all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Cooper has said he will veto the bill, but Republicans could overturn that since they now have a supermajority in the House and Senate since Representative Tricia Cotham switched parties last month. The vote's going to be at 10 o'clock this morning. WREL will be there. We'll have that live for you on the WREL News app. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
There's also another controversial bill headed to the Senate today. It bans gender-affirming medical care for teens under the age of 18, even if their parents consent to the care. The House passed the Youth Health Protection Act last night. It would also block the use of state money for any gender transition-related medical care. And it revokes the ability of minors to seek medical care without a parent's consent in certain cases, like if they're pregnant or need help with addictions. Opponents of the legislation were not allowed to speak out against the bill. Our NC Capitol team will be closely monitoring both bills throughout today for new developments on where things stand with the abortion bill and the transgender medical ban for youth. You can head to WREL's app or visit the WREL.com website.
New details are emerging about the suspect at the center of a deadly mass shooting in Atlanta. This is new video showing the moments Deion Patterson was taken into custody after an hours-long manhunt. Investigators say he was caught nearly 11 miles from the scene of the shooting. The U.S. Coast Guard says he served in the military for July 2018, but was discharged this past January. Investigators say Patterson opened fire on Wednesday inside a medical building in Midtown Atlanta. One person was killed and four others are recovering this morning. And today, the man accused in a deadly crash that killed a father of four in a work zone on I-40 is expected in court. This is a story we had as breaking news all morning yesterday. 33-year-old C.J. Bryant worked for the S.T. Wooten Corporation. The DOT hired its crews to complete the I-40 widening project. Troopers say 20-year-old Jason Marcia Guillen was drunk when he drove through barriers, killing Bryant and crashing into construction equipment. He then tried to run from that scene. He is in jail on a $1 million bond for felony death by motor vehicle and other charges.
Your Duke energy bill will likely be going up. The question is, by how much? State utility regulators will meet today to talk about how much the utility should be allowed to raise electricity rates. Last week, Duke Energy announced a partial settlement with the State Utilities Commission public staff that would reduce the company's original request to raise rates by 16% over the next 3 years. The recalculation of the rate hike has not yet been decided on.
You know, we know that we need to do everything we can to manage our costs, to keep those costs as low as possible. But we also have to prepare the grid. We're seeing storms increasing in frequency and severity in our state. And that expectation for reliable service and resiliency to get power restored is very, very high among customers.
Duke Energy says the largest increase would be felt in the first year of the three-year period. The proposed increase would hike bills about $25 for every 1,000 kilowatt hours.
At least one person is unaccounted for following an explosion at a chemical facility in Massachusetts. Officials received a report of an explosion shortly before 1 o'clock this morning. There were five workers inside that building at the time of the explosion. Four were taken to a local hospital and have since been released. But the fifth worker remains unaccounted for this morning. Major structural damage to the building is preventing crews from going inside to begin a search. No additional information has been released.
The Hurricanes certainly got the great start they wanted in their second-round Stanley Cup playoff series against New Jersey. Not just in the series, but in the game as well. Game one last night, PNC Arena, and never let the Devils get even into this game. Carolina scored two in the first. They win game one 5-1. They'll host the Devils again game two tomorrow night. Puck drops 8 o'clock for that. After warning about potential layoffs, a once-popular weight loss program is closing its doors for good. Just ahead, what led to the last days of Jenny Craig?
And the campfire-inspired Oreo that's returning to shelves with a brand new name.
Ooh, I love some s'mores. Hey, if you're planning to go camping this weekend, we're still dealing with rain. We have the new high-resolution model runs that are in. I'll show you a little more detail on what we're expecting Saturday coming up.
Welcome back. You are looking live at Wilson this morning. Beautiful blue skies. Not as windy as yesterday, but there certainly is a breeze out there. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Today feels and looks a lot like yesterday did. Staying cool today. But this weekend, Elizabeth, I know we have that chance for rain on Saturday.
We do, and Sunday, and probably Monday and into Tuesday as well. So we move back into that wetter pattern starting on Saturday. But it's beautiful out there right now. We did have windy conditions the last several days, and it'll be slightly breezy this afternoon, but the winds won't be as strong as they've been the last few days. You can see it's just becoming a little breezy here in Goldsboro. Apex looking gorgeous. Chapel Hill, courtesy of the Top of the Hill restaurant, and there's our newsroom in Fayetteville. Taking a look at the big picture, we have this high pressure system moving in. That will keep things nice and dry today and tomorrow, and then here comes the system that will arrive on Saturday, and we'll see just some waves of little disturbances swinging through over the weekend. Here's Future Cast. Let's walk through today, which looks absolutely beautiful. We'll start to see some cloud cover developing from lunchtime into the afternoon. Very similar to yesterday. It's probably not going to be overcast for long, but there could be a sprinkle or two up near the Virginia line. Most of us will stay dry. Friday morning, we wake up to dry, clear conditions, just like this morning. And then into the afternoon, once again, we'll see a few clouds bubbling up in the afternoon. But Friday stays nice and dry. Friday, a Hurricanes game is going to be great for tailgating at Cinco de Mayo. Lots of stuff going on. But of course, we have a lot of things going on over the weekend as well. Saturday, we'll start to see the showers pushing closer to the triangle by 8 a.m. and a good bit of rain down here in the Sandhills starting first thing in the morning. At 10 a.m. to lunchtime, we continue to see just a slow push of that moisture into the triangle. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it could reach the I-95 corridor. Now, the amounts are likely to be fairly light. We'll probably only see a tenth to a quarter of an inch on Saturday, and the same thing on Sunday. We're not looking at a lot of severe storms out of this. That was a look at the high resolution model. We can go back to the low resolution model. It actually goes out farther, but we'll take another look at it just to give us an idea. You can see some of the heavier rain down in our southern counties, down toward the beach and toward South Carolina. At lunchtime, a few light showers. You can see that through the afternoon and evening. And then we'll have to use this for Sunday. Tomorrow, we'll have the high resolution models for Sunday. But right now, Sunday just looks like a few light showers, again, probably around a tenth of an inch. But again, if you have outdoor plans, it could be a little bit messy. So Saturday, a 50% chance, a 40% chance on Sunday. We're still into a potential chance for some showers on Monday and Tuesday, too. We are proud sponsors of the Komen Race for the Cure. In the morning, first thing, we'll have a better chance of dry conditions, just a 20% chance of rain. But as we get closer to lunchtime, that chance will go up a little bit. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s by lunchtime. So many wet weekends. We've seen 8 wet weekends in a row, and this coming one will be the 9th. If you add Friday to that, it's been 19, and the last dry weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, was mid-December. It has been such a very wet spring, and we'll continue to see that all the way through, say, Monday and Tuesday, but we really get into a different pattern as our temperatures climb into the 80s, Brian.
It is 8:15 right now. We're following some breaking news in the Benson area. Reports of a crash on I-40 right around the I-95 interchange. It's on that ramp from 95 northbound to 40 westbound, according to our partners at Waze. Right now, we are not seeing any delays in that area. We're sending Sky 5 to check it out, so stay with us and we'll let you know how that's developing. Went out to the north side of Durham, where they're getting this crash cleared from Duke Street around Murray Avenue. I'm not seeing the kind of delays through there that we were seeing earlier this morning. Still might consider using Roxborough Street as an alternate route, but I think Duke Street probably is going to be fine there on the north side of Durham, heading from Infinity Road down toward the I-85 interchange. Elsewhere around Durham, we're looking fine on I-40. No trouble out of Chapel Hill, heading back toward the 885 interchange, and on 885 southbound, just a little bit of a slowdown right there at the 147 merge. Elsewhere around Raleigh, we are watching some backups forming on outbound Wade Avenue from the Blue Ridge Road area through Edwards Mill Road out to the I-40 merge. They're still working to get this crash cleared from Holly Springs at the 55 bypass at Avent Ferry Road, and it looks like they have largely gotten that cleared up. We're still seeing a little bit of a delay heading away from Avent Ferry Road back out toward the Holly Springs Road intersection. On the south side of Raleigh, watching some of the usual delays on 40 westbound this morning, about an 11-minute backup overall from 440 out to US 1.
New body camera video from Raleigh police shows officers taking down a man suspected of shooting at passing cars. Police say this happened near Ligon Magnet Middle School March 27th. The exchange of 13 gunshots between officers and the shooter lasted less than a minute.
Stand by. We've got him here at just AVL canine. Shots fired. Shots fired. Suspect is shooting. Shots fired. Suspect is down. I need EMS 1018.
Investigators say the suspect is Jorge Vega Lezama. He died at the scene there. Police say his bullets hit two civilian cars and two police cars. No officers were hurt.
Happening today, the Durham Police Department wants you to come work for them. They're holding a hiring event to fill open positions. It's happening from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the DPD headquarters. This is one of two job fairs this month. The next one is set for May 18th at the same time.
McDonald's says it is deeply unsettling to learn children as young as 10 were found working in some of its restaurants in Kentucky. A Labor Department investigation into three franchises found more than 300 children working more hours than legally permitted or doing tasks not allowed for workers under the age of 16. Two 10-year-olds were found to be working in one restaurant and not being paid. Franchisees said they were the children of a night manager who brought them to work. The three franchises were fined a total of more than $200,000.
New details reveal convicted murderer and former attorney Alec Murdaugh lied about the circumstances surrounding the 2018 death of his housekeeper. He claimed that his dogs tripped her up, but according to recently released court documents, his attorneys say that he invented the story for an insurance settlement. An attorney for Gloria Satterfield's estate responded to this on Twitter. They said insurers investigated the claim thoroughly before they paid on it, and Murdaugh's admission is an attempt to get out of paying a $4.3 million judgment.
After four decades, Jenny Craig is closing its doors for good. The announcement comes as the diet and nutrition industry faces growing pressure to compete with new weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. The company warned of potential layoffs last week, but made an official decision late Tuesday after it failed to secure additional financing. Jenny Craig had about 500 weight loss centers in the U.S. and Canada. The last day for employees is Friday.
Tributes are pouring in this morning as the world remembers the life of U.S. Olympic gold medalist Tori Bowie. Investigators say the track and field star was found dead inside her Florida home following a wellness check. Authorities say there are no signs of foul play. As of right now, they have not said how she died. She was 32. And today is the National Day of Prayer. Congress designated this day back in 1952, asking people to turn to God in prayer and meditation. It happens each year on the first Thursday in May. President Joe Biden signed a proclamation on Wednesday calling for peace and prosperity across the nation.
Jamie Foxx is sharing a message. Nick Cannon will be guest host on Beat Shazam. And 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the Hollywood Nation.
It's breathtaking.
An epic sci-fi sequel, new Rock Hall inductees, and an update from Jamie Foxx in the Hollywood Nation. Jamie Foxx posted a thank you on Instagram for everyone's support as he recovers from a medical complication. He wrote, "Appreciate all the love, feeling blessed." On his story, he also thanked Nick Cannon for filling in for him as guest host of Beat Shazam. The Fox game show posted the news Cannon would be filling in with Kelly Osbourne as guest DJ for Corinne Foxx and added, "Everyone at Fox Entertainment wishes Jamie well as he continues his recovery. And we greatly appreciate Nick's willingness to jump in and help this summer." Corinne, in a since-deleted Instagram post, shared April 12th her father suffered a medical complication the day before and said then he is already on his way to recovery.
Woke up in the thing, I be on my game.
2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. This year's class includes Missy Elliott, who becomes the first female hip-hop artist inducted, as well as the late George Michael, Willie Nelson, Sheryl Crow, and Chaka Khan. The induction ceremony is November 3rd in New York.
My father didn't believe in revenge.
Today's First Looks is a look at Dune Part 2. The newly released trailer starts with stars Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya and gives glimpses at the many stars joining them, including Florence Pugh and Austin Butler. The epic sci-fi sequel is in theaters November 3rd.
Don't try to impress anyone.
Hi.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. I was mesmerized by that movie. Well, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will host a breast cancer awareness event today at Segra Stadium. The team is partnering with Pink Ink Tattoo for the Day of Hope event. It's happening from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. It'll offer community cancer resources and speakers along with other activities and entertainment. It's free and open to the public.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama launches a healthy food and drink company for kids. It's called Pleasing Nutrition. She says the company is designed to provide better food options for parents and children. Mrs. Obama says the juices contain 75% less sugar than average 100% fruit juices. Children's nutrition has been a key focus for the former First Lady since serving in the White House alongside her husband, former President Barack Obama.
A popular Oreo flavor is returning to shelves for the first time in 2 years, and it has a new name. Oreo is bringing back S'moreos, its brand's take on the campfire dessert. The cookie is stacked like an Oreo, but with a graham-flavored base and double layers of marshmallow and chocolate-flavored cream. S'moreos returns to shelves May 8th. I'm going to run to the store for that.
Yeah, not soon enough, in my opinion. Those look amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
School leaders across the state want better ways to discipline kids in school. Coming up in the next half hour, the new efforts to lower school suspension numbers.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are in for a beautiful Thursday before we see some rain move in this weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a beautiful look over Apex.
Isn't this gorgeous? Just not a cloud in the sky, looking beautiful. Busy in downtown Apex down Salem Street right now. Town by town temperatures are starting to climb on up into the 50s. We started in the mid-40s this morning, but it's 52 now in Southern Pines, 56 in Fayetteville, 50 in Irwin, 52 in Rocky Mount. We are on our way into the mid-60s at lunchtime, which makes for really nice exercise weather. If you're headed out for pickleball, it's going to be a nice day for that. 71 around the middle of the afternoon. Evening temperatures will be in the upper 60s. Brian?
Watch for a crash right now at Westgate Road at Glenwood Avenue on the northwest side of Raleigh. Also just getting word of a crash at Rock Quarry Road at Battlebridge Road on the southeast side of Raleigh. I want to take you live to Benson, where we are following breaking news on the ramp from 95 northbound to I-40 westbound. Sky 5 just arriving over the scene of a big mess out there where a truck has turned over, and you can see there's a big cleanup there. At this point, we are not seeing big delays, but expect some backups on that ramp from 95 northbound to 40 westbound. We'll have more on this coming up in just a few minutes as we continue our news on Fox 50.
Thanks, Brian. A bill limiting abortions to 12 weeks in North Carolina is zooming through the state legislature. It goes to the Senate this morning. It passed the House late last night along party lines in a 71-46 vote just one day after being introduced. And a driver accused of crashing into a work zone on I-40 and killing a construction worker is expected in court today. Troopers say 20-year-old Jason Mercia-Guillen was impaired when he drove through barriers, killing C.J. Bryant. Next on Fox 50, your Duke energy bill will likely be going up. Today, regulators will meet to discuss how much. And then on today, gift ideas for the special women in your life ahead of Mother's Day.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8:30, Sky 5 over the scene of a truck crash in Johnston County and another big cleanup this morning. I'll tell you exactly how to get around this.
At 10 o'clock this morning, a vote is going to happen when it comes to a 12-week abortion ban. Coming up, we'll tell you why Republicans are rushing to get this passed.
It's a beautiful start this morning. We have blue skies here in Chapel Hill. We're taking a look at the weekend. I'll show you what our newest runs of the computer models say for showers Saturday and Sunday.
And the Canes keep their playoff hot streak alive with a big win over the Devils in game one. Looking forward to game two tomorrow night. They showed no signs of rust after a little bit of rest that they had leading into this one. Thanks for staying with us here at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. The Towels were going at PNC last night. They got that win. It was incredible. Great start to round two
of the Stanley Cup playoffs and a great start to our Thursday, too. We have nice weather outside. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Chapel Hill this morning. Maybe a couple clouds in the sky, but it is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Temperatures are starting to warm into the 50s right now. We're going to climb up to around 70 this afternoon. And the Triangle, 50 degrees right now. And you know, the last 3 days, it's been really windy. That changes today. The low that was bringing us all the wind associated with the high pressure system moves out today. And so that's going to change our pattern a little bit. It'll allow us to warm up a bit, and our winds will maybe just be gusting 10 to 15, not 30 plus like they've been the last few days. 46 in Roxborough, looking at around 50 in the Triangle, 56 in Fayetteville right now, hour by hour, mid-60s at lunchtime with a high around 70 degrees this afternoon. There'll be a few clouds later today and maybe an isolated shower in our northeastern counties, but definitely looking at the potential for rain over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, even into early next week. The amounts don't look very heavy and it doesn't look severe. We'll walk through when you could see it coming up, Brian.
8:32, and we're following breaking news right now in Benson, Sky 5 over I-40 at I-95. This is the ramp from 95 northbound onto I-40 westbound, and you can see where this truck has overturned and its cargo spilled all over the side of the road there, that right shoulder off toward the wood line there. A big mess to clean up on that ramp from 95 northbound out to 40 westbound. Thankfully, we are not seeing huge, huge delays at this point. We do have a lane open out there, and traffic volume is light enough at this point that we're not seeing any big backups as you head away from Dunn and Benson up to that I-40 interchange. But it looks like this is probably going to be out there for a little while. So a reminder with North Carolina's move over law, when you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, you do need to move over at least one lane or at least slow down considerably. Yeah, not really seeing any big backups through there just yet. If you want to avoid this altogether, consider taking the exit into Benson, and then you can pick up 301 out to 242 and then rejoin 40 westbound from 242 and head on up into Johnston County. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, watch for a crash on Westgate Road at Glenwood Avenue out by the airport. Also tracking a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh right now, partially blocking Battle Bridge Road right around Rock Quarry Road. Seeing a little bit of a backup in that area as they work to get that cleared.
A bill limiting abortions after 12 weeks in North Carolina will go to a vote in the state Senate today. It passed the House last night, less than 24 hours after it was introduced. WRL's Naya Harden explains what's in this bill and how soon it could end up on Governor Cooper's desk.
Protesters are expected to be out here this morning, as we know that state Republicans, they are pushing to try and get this through quickly. Senate Bill 20 is what we're talking about. This is expected to pass the Senate today. It's already passed the House Wednesday night in less than 24 hours. Not one Democrat voted for it, not one Republican voting against it. The 12-week abortion ban would have new exceptions, but also require that pregnant women take more steps like look at the ultrasound and more doctor visits. State law currently bans almost all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Cooper has said he will veto the bill, but Republicans could overturn that since they now have a supermajority in the House and Senate since Representative Tricia Cotham switched parties last month. The vote's going to be at 10 o'clock this morning. WRAL will be there. We'll have that live for you on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Another controversial bill heading to the Senate today bans gender-affirming medical care for teens under the age of 18, even if their parents consent to that care. The House passed the Youth Health Protection Act last night. It would also block the use of state funds for any gender transition-related medical care, and it revokes the ability of minors to seek medical care without a parent's consent in certain cases, such as if they're pregnant or for help with addictions. Opponents of the legislation were not allowed to speak out against the bill.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, where the opening bell sounds in about an hour from now. Wall Street is expected to open higher, but that's not the case when you take a look at these pre-market numbers. Stock futures this morning, all the major indices are in red. You see the Dow off more than 60 points, S&P, NASDAQ also in the red as well. Investors, mulling over yet another interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve happening this week, but they remain optimistic that another rate hike may not happen anytime soon, based on comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, because he believes if inflation continues to cool, then there will be no reason to raise interest rates yet again. Of course, we'll have to see when they meet again in July. We'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Vox 50.
All right, thanks, Ken. New video shows the moments the suspect at the center of a deadly mass shooting in Atlanta, Dayon Patterson, was taken into custody last night after an hours-long manhunt. Investigators say he was caught nearly 11 miles from the scene of the shooting. The U.S. Coast Guard says he served in the military from July of 2018, but was discharged this past January. Investigators say Patterson opened fire on Wednesday inside a medical building in Midtown Atlanta. One person was killed, four others are recovering this morning.
Your Duke Energy bill will likely be going up. The question is by how much. State utility regulators will meet today to talk about how much the utility should be allowed to raise electricity rates. Last week, Duke Energy announced a partial settlement with the State Utilities Commission public staff that would reduce the company's original request to raise rates by 16% over the next 3 years. The recalculation of the rate hike has not yet been decided.
The FBI hopes newly released images can help them track down and arrest the escaped inmate who is accused of killing a Wake County deputy. Less than 24 hours ago, the agency shared these photos of Alder Marine Sotelo. The FBI says they were taken just hours before he broke out of a Virginia jail on Sunday. He's believed to be in this Ford Mustang. Federal officials increased a reward to $70,000 for any information leading to the recapture of Marine Sotelo. His sister, Adriana Marine Sotelo, is charged with helping him escape. And with the end of Title 42 quickly approaching, government agencies across the country are trying to prepare for the expected influx of migrants trying to enter the U.S. Ted Linder explains the new efforts to maintain order and safety.
With Title 42 set to expire next week, Border Patrol agents are preparing for the surge in migrants heading for the U.S. to worsen.
It's the precise moment to cross over.
Title 42 is a policy that allowed the U.S. to quickly remove migrants who entered the country illegally. It was enforced by the Trump administration throughout the COVID-19 pandemic to try and prevent the spread of the virus. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 troops to the border to assist Customs and Border Protection agents ahead of the policy's end date. But in Mexico, tensions are already rising. This was the scene outside a migration center in the city of Tapachula this week, as a sea of people poured into the facility, trying to obtain documents that would allow them to freely travel through the country. Border agents are also noticing a change in the nationalities of people trying to come through. Only a third are from Mexico, down from 85% back in 2011. Now, those seeking entry also include migrants from Haiti, India, Russia, Peru, and Venezuela.
We are looking for a permit to be able to move forward.
Meanwhile, a number of cities like Chicago and El Paso are already struggling to provide shelter and service to the thousands of migrants already there.
We begin taking them to the police station. It's not suitable for children. It's not suitable for anybody in general to be sleeping in the floor.
I am declaring a state of emergency in our community.
That was Ted Linder reporting. Title 42 restrictions end May 11th.
The Hurricanes hit the ice last night, got off to a great start in their second round playoff series against New Jersey. They got off to a quick start in the game as well. PNC Arena was rocking, and they never let the Devils get close in this one. Carolina took game one 5-1. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, WRIL's Casey Hintz breaks down the big win and looks ahead to game two tomorrow night. Still to come this morning, where you can go to find the best deals to celebrate Star Wars Day. .43 is the time right now on your Thursday morning, and Lake Gaston, a lovely view from our WRL live cam network right there. A little bit of blue sky up there, some clouds as well. We'll have that mix around here today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Taking a look live here at Chapel Hill, looking good. Notice that folks are out there in their jackets this morning. We started in the mid-40s, climbing into the 50s. Now it is 50 officially in the triangle. We'll make it into the mid-60s at lunchtime, which is still pretty cool. That was our high temperature yesterday. We do climb into the low 70s for highs this afternoon. It is strawberry day at the State Farmers Market. One of my favorite. I love strawberries. I tell you what, our spring strawberries don't taste like anything else. They are so good. Temperature at lunchtime, 65 degrees. I'm planning to be down there for a strawberry. Strawberry Day. It starts at 11, runs until 1 o'clock. There are free samples, music, all sorts of fun, and lots of sunshine, of course. And should be doing the live newscast at noon from down there at the Strawberry Festival. 71 in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, 74 degrees in Fayetteville. So we're looking at a warmer day today, and it won't be as windy either. The last 3 days, we've seen gusts up to 30-plus miles per hour. Today, we'll see gusts maybe up to 15, steady winds at about 5 to 10. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow, too. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy, 75 for the high. If you're headed out for the Hurricanes game tomorrow, what an exciting game it was last night. It's going to be nice for tailgating. It's also, of course, Cinco de Mayo, so if you're going to be out and about for that, it looks good. 10 o'clock temperature around 63. 77 is our normal high, and we'll be warmer than that for the next temperatures will be cooler than that for the next 4 days, but we finally warm up into the 80s starting on Monday. It's really going to change up our weather pattern. High pressure system building in to bring us sunshine for the most part today and tomorrow, but here's the system that rolls through into the weekend. We take a look at futurecast. We roll through today. Today's looking mostly sunny until the afternoon. Late afternoon, some clouds pop up and possibly an isolated shower, especially in our northeastern counties. Friday looking mainly dry as well. Here's 6 a.m. We'll pause it at noon and then again around 5 o'clock. A few clouds pop up, but it should be dry. Whatever you have planned on Friday night should look just fine. Now, late Friday night into early Saturday morning, we start to see some showers rolling through. This is a new look. We just get these high-resolution models in about 48 hours in advance of the date that you're hoping to look at, which is Saturday. So we're looking at 10 a.m. The showers starting to spread eastward by around 2 o'clock. That rain could be spreading all the way across the viewing area. It is likely to be fairly light. We're looking at Saturday's rainfall at maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch. Ham and Yam Festival, you can see that we have a better chance of rain as you get into the afternoon. So if you're headed out, we are a proud sponsor of the Ham and Yam Festival in Smithfield. Go as early as you can. We'll have a better chance of some showers late. Again, those amounts on Saturday will be fairly light. This latest update, maybe a little better news for folks headed out to the Race for the Cure, which we're also proud sponsors of. A better chance for rain later in the afternoon. But the race starts at 9 a.m. It may be fairly dry at that point. Looking at some light rain Sunday and Monday and possibly even into Tuesday. Next week, it feels more like summer, 87 on Tuesday, Brian.
Elizabeth, 8:46, want to update you on this breaking news that we are following from Sky 5 at I-40 and 95 near Benson and Johnston County. This truck overturned, spilling all of this cargo. You can see they have righted that truck, but we're still dealing with that big mess out there. Thankfully, this is not affecting traffic in a tremendous way at this point. We still have that left lane open on the ramp from 95 northbound onto I-40 westbound. Just need to slow down and take it easy as you head around that area with that big scene there. If you want to avoid this altogether, consider using Highway 242 out of Benson. From there, you can rejoin I-40 westbound on the other side of all this. We're working to learn more about that crash and whether there were any injuries and exactly what it is that they are cleaning up out there.
Never a dull day on our roads lately, Brian. Thank you. Today is also another busy day in the legislature. It's crossover day. That's a loose deadline for when a bill has to either have passed the state House or Senate to move on and potentially become law. One bill removed last night would have let people carry concealed guns without a permit. That one seems to be done for this session. WRAL's NC Capitol team has been following every development, and state government reporter Travis Fain explains what's expected to happen in today's session.
We're going to be paying attention to that big abortion bill. That will probably pass the Senate sometime between 10 and noon today. That's probably the biggest bill of the session, but there are always little bills that we try to keep our eyes on, too, because sometimes a little bill becomes quite big later.
The Senate goes into session at 10 this morning. The House voted through dozens of bills last night, and we'll be back at it later today.
Also new this morning, efforts are underway in North Carolina to find better solutions for how schools discipline children. It comes after a state report showed a sharp increase in suspensions. Education leaders gathered in Charlotte on Wednesday to discuss ways to combat the issue. A presentation by North Carolina's Center for Safer Schools found an alarming lack of consistency in the way districts discipline students. State leaders also say there is a disconnect between the roles of administrators and SROs. A number of trainings were suggested to help in the classroom, including de-escalation.
This morning, people across the nation are waking up to more protection against the highly contagious illness RSV. The FDA approved its very first vaccine for the virus. The drug Arexvy is designed to be given as a single shot to adults 60 and older. RSV is often associated with babies and young kids, but it can potentially kill thousands of seniors each year. especially dangerous for older adults with underlying health conditions. Arexvy could be available as soon as this fall, and three other RSV vaccines are also in the final phases of testing.
And the Carolina Hurricanes will look to get the job done again tomorrow night in Game 2 against the New Jersey Devils. They won Game 1 last night in dominating fashion to jump out to the lead in their second round series. WRL's Casey Hintz has a breakdown of how the Canes got it done.
In a few hours, the Canes will gather back here at PNC Arena as they look ahead to Game 2 versus the Devils after a convincing Game 1 win last night. Now, the fellas got the start that they wanted, jumping out to a 2-0 lead after the first period. It was 5-1 before it was all said and done. Now, coming into this one, Rod Brind'Amour said the concern was that whole rest versus rust, but there was no sign of that last night.
We just played well. We fed off the energy in the building, which is always nice, and I think we started in a way that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, and even the second we kind of got away from it, but the way we started really set us up for success.
We were sitting here kind of licking our chops. We hadn't played in 4 or 5 days, so we were fresh and ready to rock.
I was a little bit concerned that maybe the layoff would, I don't know how we were going to respond, but you could see we had a little more legs, and you know, they got going as the game went on, but that's probably what happened there. So you know, credit to the guys, we came ready to go.
Now, Devils head coach Lindy Ruff acknowledged his team coming off of that emotional Game 7 win. Hearing how great they are, he called last night eye-opening. Roddy B said he knows New Jersey will be better in Game 2, and they've got to be ready for that. Casey Hintz, WRL Sports, Raleigh.
Teacher. Teacher and Nurse Appreciation Weeks are coming up, and National Firefighters Day is today, so a number of restaurants are offering free and discounted promotions to these hardworking professionals. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here with some of those delicious details. Faye, good morning to you. Where can teachers and firefighters find these deals?
Well, good morning, Jeff. There's some great options out there. So at Smashburger, firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics get a free single Smashburger today, May the 4th, when you wear your uniform or show valid emergency services ID at the register. The offer is valid at participating locations, including one in Durham and one in Raleigh. And over at Sonic Drive-In, teachers and school staff can get a free Sonic cheeseburger with any purchase from May 9th through the 16th for Sonic Teacher Circle Reward members, and it is free to sign up over in the Sonic app. And over at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, you can get a free big yellow cup with a $10 minimum purchase from May 6th to 12th if you are a nurse, or from May 8th to 12th for teachers with a valid employment ID. And then finally, over at Subway, everybody, no matter what you do, can get a buy one, get one free footlong deal with the code FLBOGO through May the 12th on the app or the website. And of course, you can see the details for all these deals over on the Smart Shopper page.
Deserve every bit of those deals, absolutely. You also have some great grocery buys to share with us this week. Faye, I know you do.
Yeah, as always, Jeff, I got you covered. So you'll find Haas avocados, 2 for $1 at Food Lion and only 49 cents each at Aldi. Chicken drumsticks and thighs are only 99 cents a pound over at Food Lion and at Aldi. Boneless chicken breast, great deal, $1.99 a pound over at Lowe's Foods. And 80% lean ground beef in a 3-pound pack, only $2.99 per pound, also at Lowe's Foods. Finally, Harris Teeter black beans in a 15-ounce can. They're on sale, buy two, get two free. Makes them only 50 cents each. And I've got a list of the top 40 best grocery deals over on the Smart Shopper column.
That is the place to go. Smart Shopping Tips from Faye, WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Happy shopping, Faye. See ya.
Thanks.
And happy almost Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up, and experts say people will spend more than ever on mom before. The National Retail Federation predicts Americans, they're going to dish out about $35.7 billion on Mother's Day gifts this year. That's about $274 per person. Mom deserves it. The NRF says people ages 35 to 44 will spend an average of more than $382. Experts say more important than spending on a lot on mom, though, is, of course, giving her an experience that she will cherish. And today, it's Star Wars. Many businesses are celebrating the franchise with limited edition merch. Movie theaters are showing Return of the Jedi for its 40th anniversary.